Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Birmingham, Michigan. From 1974 to 1985, he ran technical metals. Since 1998, he's been the business owner of JJB Sales. And since 2018, he's been the founder and executive director of Team Up Academy, which is a nonprofit industrial training academy that helps candidates jumpstart their careers in skilled and technical trades. His name, John Bones, and we're honored to have him as our guest. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to the founder and executive director of Team Up Academy, John Bones. John, welcome and honor to have you.
Jack, very great to be here with you.
Let's go back, Birmingham, Michigan. Your childhood, your mom and your dad, please.
Yes, sir. Well, growing up in Birmingham was phenomenal to me. It's just a great setting. I had a sense of purpose as I was growing up because my grandfather and I did everything together. And he was my mentor and my joy to be around. I spent almost every single weekend at my grandparents' house because I was totally focused in my early years, and I'm talking from 7 years old and on, to making a few bucks, having some change in my pocket. And my grandfather was the one that focused me on that and paid me, by the way, very well for doing it. So from mowing 6 acres of lawn to taking care of all their gardens and whatever else need to be done, I really, really enjoyed that in my early years. And then moving forward through high school, I was involved with many activities in high school, including working about 20 hours a week at what we call Cranbrook Standard at 15 in Cranbrook. And I met at that time the owner of Cranbrook Standard that set my focus on what it really took to be an entrepreneur and a salesman in business in general. He was a very good owner. He hired from our area, there was probably 25 individuals, guys, from both Seahome High School and Brother Rice, that became a team together at Cranbrook Standard. And we made great money. We learned a lot. We became pretty mechanically savvy because of the environment we were in, and just had a phenomenal time. And to this day, I've got many of those friends still kicking around. Most moved out of state, but we talk all the time.
Another gift from God that really formed you was the Boy Scouts. Talk about what the Boy Scouts did for you.
I started very early at Boy Scouts, actually in the Cub Scout arena, and really enjoyed that. One of the reasons why, and this is very important, the setting for both the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts was our local school, which at the time was Westchester Elementary. And that was 200 yards away from the back end of my house, maybe. And the whole neighborhood, that's all the guys that I grew up with, and there was probably 20, 25, maybe even 30 of us, all were part of that troop that was at Westchester Elementary. And because of the friendships and all the activities and the scoutmasters and the assistant scoutmasters that were involved, they just did a phenomenal job of building us up and showing us the path to responsibility. And responsibility in many ways. But for us, It was working towards our badges, working towards what the Boy Scouts meant to us, and from the oath to the laws to all the campouts and the togetherness we had. And then me building up a huge block of merit badges. I became an Eagle Scout very early on, just after I turned 14, which was unheard of at the time. And I did it because I just enjoyed it so much. And that's basically what I try to tell the folks going through our program. If you enjoy what you're doing, you're always going to succeed. Yeah.
Your dad had a steel processing business. You started out at age 14 at the top, pushing a broom.
That's correct.
Talk about the steel processing business.
Well, we had a flat roll steel processing business. It was family owned. And, early on, we started out down off of West Jefferson, just off the river, in a small plant. And I slowly but surely, weekends, holidays, and during the summer, gained expertise in that business, from sweeping floors to banding steel to loading trucks to running the slitting lines, and just moving forward through those processes to build my the abilities and the understanding that I had of the business at a really, really young age.
We're talking to John Bones. In 1974, he was at MSU. And he gets a call from his dad. Changed his life. When we come back, we'll talk about that. And I'm Jack Grasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Grasula. We're with John Bones. Since 1998, he's been the business owner of JJB Sales. Okay, John, 1974, you're at MSU. Your dad calls and says, son, come on back home and run the business. Forget what those professors are teaching you and those co-eds. Come on back and run the business.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because, he knew exactly what we were always doing at MSU. And that wasn't learning a lot, but having a lot of fun. And we did that, and Sparty's always been good to me and always will, and he was good to my dad and mom. They graduated from there. I did not have a chance to graduate because he called me one day. He says, it's time. He said, John, Herb's going to leave. He was his general manager, and you're the guy to take the spot, and I want you to come home and take that spot. At the time, we were relatively small. We probably had 20, 25 employees. And so it was manageable at that time. So I felt that, why not? I know the business. I understand it. I like it. And I particularly like the equipment side of the business. That was a real turn on because I am fairly mechanically inclined. And so I packed up from the Theta Chi house. Everyone had a big party for me, as they always do. Mostly, you never need an excuse. They had one now. And, I took off, came home, and started that Monday. So he had called me on a Friday when Herb left, and I came back and started on Monday.
So from 74 to 85, you ran technical metals. Then from 1985 to 1999, you started and ran Universal Steel Strip.
That's correct.
Why'd you leave Technical Metals, and why did you start?
Well, Technical Metals was sold, and unfortunately we lost my mother, and my mom and dad were totally attached at the hip. They worked together, they were 24/7 together, and it just took a toll on my dad. So it was better for him to, get some money out of the business, move forward, and so he did that. And I started Universal Steel Strip, and we built a real nice organization out of that. And again, in the flat roll steel business, and moved forward from there and sold that in 96, 97, in that area.
All right, 1998, So for 27 plus years, you've run JJB sales.
That's correct, yeah.
What does it do?
Well, we are, and still to this day, I do a little bit of dabbling in it. Do a tremendous amount of project management in the interior demolition business. So mostly automotive interior demolition, where we'll go in and pull out equipment in a big area, clean the floors, fill the pits, sell the equipment off, and give whomever the manufacturer is a space, which we call four walls and a roof. So they're ready to put new lines in or whatever they're going to do with that particular space at the time. So I've done that all over the world and have enjoyed it and been successful at it and have a pretty large resume of big, big operations that we've done business with.
You started working in the business world 1974. It's 2018. So you've done this for 44 years. Most people would say, time to retire. Take all that big money you earned, go south, etc. But you start something called Team Up Academy. First off, John, were you nuts? Why are you starting something new after 44 years of business leadership?
Well, Jack, it's... I've been thinking about doing something for others for a long, long time. You know, business has been pretty good to me, and I've led a good life, and I've had a lot of enjoyable times, and I wanted to do something to give back to the community that I thought would make sense for my space. And I've thought and thought about it, and this is back in 1718. And talked to, you know, a lot of leadership roles in the UAW and in HR and management throughout larger corporations in this area. And, you know, we all had the same problem, and that's finding young individuals that are coming out of high school or have not found a compass yet for their career path, and they just don't have it together yet. And so I wanted to develop a program of what I wanted to see out of a young individual coming into my organization the first day. What kind of skill sets do they need? What's important in their noggins, the soft skill side, to get them into a position where they will create their own career path, they'll move forward, they'll be successful, they'll take care of their families and their communities because of that. So that's where Team Up Academy came from.
All right. It's a nonprofit industrial training academy that helps candidates jumpstart their careers in skilled and technical trades. If you want to learn more, www.teamupacademy.org. Why the name, John?
I believed from Team Up, it's ourselves as educators and the employers that we call client partners work together as a team to create the workforce development that's needed in this area. And so that's where Team Up came from. So it's a collaboration between employers and our educational training center. Hence, Team Up Academy. And from that, we've created, to date, about 25 employers that are on our books and working with us and mentoring us and helping us through, you know, our curriculum and what we need and what we don't need. I mean, it's just an excellent collaboration with a group of like-minded individuals that need to have workforce as a priority. And we've created this program where we have a huge curriculum of SME Tooling U products, which works both on the soft skills and hard sales, hard skill side, and also in our training center, we have CNC equipment, and what we call legacy machines, which are all the manual bridge ports and lathes where the students can learn what it takes to become an efficient operator on these pieces of equipment.
Talk about the typical profile of the student.
It runs the gamut, so we're wide open. Our program is free to the students, so we get individuals that are coming directly out of high school, but they need prerequisites for that. One of them is a driver's license. They have to be able to get to employment, so they have to be able to drive. They have to have a GED or a diploma, very important. So we'll help them, if they don't have a GED, get to that point where they can join our training center. From there, we put them through both literacy and math assessments to understand where they're at and where we need to put them. So the math is very, very important. Along with literacy, we try to get them to a ninth grade level. And with the math side of it, being a programmer and in a CNC operation, you must have geometry and some trigonometry. So we push that throughout the whole 12 weeks of our training program. Math, 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 math. They have to be able to read. They have to know how to understand prints. And then we go through a whole development process of operations, both on the legacy side and on the CNC side of running the equipment.
We're talking to John Bones, www.teamupacademy.org. This is a 3-month probationary period. They come 5 days a week, 20 students at a time. When we come back, we'll learn more. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything is Possible on 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula with John Bones. Since 2018, he's been the founder and executive director of Team Up Academy. All right, 20 students at a time, 3 months, and you've got 25 current partners, and I believe that they pay you a placement fee of $5,000 for each graduate that you send them. Talk about these client partners.
Well, they're employers throughout Southeast Michigan, large and small, mostly focused in on aerospace and defense business, that are looking for individuals that they can train that already have a little bit of a toolbox, which we've give them at Team Up Academy. So we get them prepared in both soft and hard skills on a very elementary level, give them the plans forward in their mind of what they need to do. And we handle just about everything when it comes to soft skills, from banking, nutrition, healthcare. We have all kinds of motivational speakers come in. We have a mentorship program that is just absolutely phenomenal, run by Pastor Brandon, who is just a great, great person for this type of a job. He really gets along well, and it's we don't put it in everyone's face, but it is a faith-based focus on the program, and that's why I have Pastor Brandon involved with us, because he really brings comfort to these students. We got your back type feeling as they're going through a very difficult time of going to school every day, 8 to 4, and not having any income, though the classes aren't costing them anything. They still have to survive for 3 months without any income. So we help them in any way possible, from spiffs for gas money or rent and things that they need to get ahead and stay ahead of this program so they can graduate and get into good jobs in the manufacturing sector.
There's a listener that's an entrepreneur that says, this sounds interesting. I'm dying for workers. But John, with all due respect, we can't consider your graduates. We're just too unique.
Well, then they'll have an impossible time finding good long-term employees. The bottom line is you got to start somewhere. So I'm basically laying the foundation for all these individuals coming out of our program to a commitment of CNC and manufacturing and having the skill set to feel comfortable in that space. And you don't get a lot of that off the street with young individuals. So we put them through this 3-month program. They feel comfortable walking into that plant the first day. They've already had a field trip there. They've gone through any kind of interviews and that type of thing. They know where they're going, what they're doing. They feel comfortable because they have our mentors watching over them. And they can be successful. But you have to start somewhere. And every employer knows that they're just not going to keep picking people off the street that have all the knowledge they need. And particularly because every plant is different, every process is different, and the plant is every plant's unique, is what I should say. And so if you get a young person that really, really wants to do a good job, is there every day, is focused, and is a sponge to learn, I mean, you're going to have a success, both for your company and for that person that is working for you.
We're talking to John Bones. If you want to learn more, www.teamupacademy.org. You're a yenta, fiddler on the roof, a matchmaker.
Exactly.
So once you team them up and you get your $5,000 from the client partner, do you ever do anything with the graduate further?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Team Up is a lifetime program for all graduates. And we've had individuals that just couldn't make it in one job. Maybe it was a personality problem or they had a layoff, unfortunately, for one reason or another. Our doors are wide open. So what I usually like to do with these individuals is they'll come back to Team Up. We'll give them a little refresher course. We do that every Monday for those that want a refresher course, and then we match them back up to an employer. And by that time, we know their habits, we know what their attendance schedules are like, we know what their abilities are, and we can pass that on to the employer, giving the employer just a wealth of information about this individual so they can really work to find the right mentor in their shop and to put them in a place where they'll excel and want to be there. Because if you're a good employer, you create a situation where the employees want to come to work, they want to excel, and they want to do a good job for you. And that's very important that that happens with the employers. And that's why we have matched, we have at least our 25 right now that are really into this program. And we feel comfortable that we're going to have a lot more down the road.
You hear the doubters. Our young people don't want to work. They want to live in the basement off mommy, okay, and the government. But they don't want to work. What do you say to those people?
I don't think they've had a chance to really see what it looks like on the outside in a job where you can make six figures and like what you're doing. So it's all about understanding that individual, getting into our program, and that's where our mentors really come into play, and to feel out exactly where they're at in life and where they want to go, and then point them in that right direction. Because as we all know, if you like what you're doing, you're going to excel at it. And that's what we're trying to do. We push those buttons to find out how these individuals want to excel in their life, what they want to do. And maybe the CNC and our manufacturing gig is not right for them. So we have other collaborators and academies out there. One of them that we're working with right now called SEMCA, which is Southeast Michigan Construction Academy. So some of our people don't want to be manufacturers, but they might want to be building homes. It's all a collaborative effort to get the individuals into a position where they like what they're doing. Get out of that basement. As Dan Bongino says, stop eating the Hot Pockets and get to work.
We're talking to John Bones, and I quote him now. I created Team Up Academy to have a purpose to help others. And on a scale of 1 to 10, John Bones is doing that as an 11. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR.
You've been listening to your inspirational fireside chat, Anything Is Possible, for nearly 20 years.
This is Anything Is Possible, and I'm Jack Krasula.
But what has Jack been up to lately? Search at AIP Speaker Series and find out. Jack has interviewed thousands of historical voices, some of whom have offered him their philosophy of life, like Tom Izzo.
And Tom writes, work hard, persistence always wins out, discipline is the highest form of love. Stay humble.
The great Ernie Harwell.
My aim is to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God.
And the voices of our generation.
I am reassured continuously that His unfathomable love and mercy are the greatest gifts of my life and my constant source of strength, reassurance, and guidance. His Holiness, Pope Francis.
At AIP Speakers Series is the YouTube channel where all of these jewels can be heard, including some of Anything Is Possible's greatest guests.
And we're with Mitch Albom.
The Little Liar is really a book about truth and lies and the price we pay when we lie.
This is Anything Is Possible, and with Tom Watson.
My father loved to play with the pros at the club. Developed a very quick friendship with Stan and played some golf with him. And then he would ask me to play golf with him and Stan.
Our guest this week was born with a rare disorder characterized by the absence of arms and legs. His name, Nick Vujicic.
Something that every human being actually deals with, Jack. It's the choice of continuing to believe or giving up.
And recordings of the AIP Speaker Series events at St. John's Resort. Go to YouTube and search at AIP Speaker Series. It's free. And remember,
anything.
Spohom. I'm Jack Krasula. This is Anything Is Possible. We're talking to John Bones. Team Up Academy is a nonprofit industrial training academy that helps candidates jumpstart their careers in skilled and technical trades. If you want to learn more, www.teamupacademy.org. Profile us. Two success stories, John.
Jack, I've got many of them. But, you know, we've been working with the CWT program at the John Dingell Hospital. And those are veterans that have had bumps in the road one way or another. And anywhere from, you know, probably 30 to 60 years old. And the folks coming out of there that really, really do have a toolbox. They understand life in general. It's been such a joy to work with those individuals and put them through the program, give them the mechanical tool set they need now, and the Tooling U programs and curriculum to jumpstart them into another career, being CNC machining and manufacturing. And I've got, we probably put 35, 40 individuals from Dingell through the program. And, you know, the administrators over at the Veteran Hospital have been so good to us. And the employers love their vets. because they're always on time, they're respectful, they just have a different demeanor to them, and it's just been phenomenal. So that's been a great story for many, many, many people that we put through the program. And then we have, you know, the underserved, what we call underserved, and the second chance individuals, where we work with some of the local judges and probation officers for those that have fairly mild crimes that we know we can place that have had very good success. They're humbled by the positions they were in, what they got themselves in, and they've become very, very good hard workers because of that. So our employers have been appreciative of that also.
John Bones, what have these students taught you?
It's very interesting. So it's, you know, we've got such a wide gamut of individuals that, you know, it's taught me praise for what can be done for anyone that's out there that wants to put their minds to it, work hard, get over the obstacles that they have one way or another, and become focused in on themselves personally to get ahead in life. And for me, that's everything.
Speaking of the word focus, you, sir, are a combination of Father William Cunningham and Eleanor Jusitis, the co-founders of Focus Hope. You are a modern-day Focus Hope.
Yes, we are. Absolutely. In fact, years ago when Father Cunningham
started the
program...
You even got the hair like Father Cunningham.
Okay. Years ago when Father Cunningham started the program, I was involved with it as an employer of his. And it was interesting as to what their focus was and what our focus is now at Team Up Academy. So most of the focus that Father Cunningham had, because he had contracts with Ford and General Motors, was all about processing, running, and understanding the machines that were making the parts. My focus is all-encompassing. So I believe to be a good employee, you have to have the mindset to get there. And that mindset is all about soft skills and being a well-rounded individual. So our program is 50-50, 50% soft skills and 50% hard skills and training on the equipment. We teach everything from banking to nutrition and hygiene. We give forklift certification. We have safety protocol. We have OSHA 10. We go through all the highly critical items that are needed just to be well-rounded on the floor and give this individual that's going through our program a chance to run by everyone else in the company that has just started there with them.
You talk about a chance, a second chance with vets, et cetera. You know, ex-prisoners. What do you say to someone who says, I'm afraid to give that person a second chance?
Well, it's, again, when we look at the resume, we go through the background checks. The employers in general have not told me that. For the most part, we do a pretty good job of ourselves vetting because we need to, because we're basically the HR department for our employers. So we're giving them all the hard facts about this individual. And for the most part, where it comes to is not about the background that individual has, but the abilities going forward that they show. And that's the most important part. Hey, everyone in their past background might have had issues. They've made mistakes. But going forward, do they have the ability and the want and need to succeed?
vets. Let's talk about a 20-year veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps, Ramon Serrato. You've entered into a new partnership with Serrato Corporation. Please.
So Ramon Serrato and I got together last November. He and I think exactly the same. He's got the same focus on training and workforce development that I do. But he's a very large Federal Job Corps contractor. So he runs 6 Job Corps throughout the country, and along with a training facility called WTA, Workforce Training Academy, and he also owns a college. So with my thought was, when Ramon came into my life, was, you know, Ramon's been there and done it for the last 20, 25 years. He's figured it out. He knows what we need to really put a program together technically with the right processes to get the job done. And that's what our whole commitment to each other is.
Your newest project, starting in the second quarter of 2026, Warriors to Work. Please.
Yes, Warriors to Work is a program that Ramon Serrato has put together of transitioning veterans coming in throughout the country to Macomb County in southeast Michigan and training at Team Up Academy. At that point, we train these veterans and then put them out into the aerospace and defense industry here in Wayne, Macomb, and Oakland County. It's going to be a great program. Our employers are very, very excited about it. Going to get great people from all over, when exactly what Michigan needs is an influx, not an outflux. So that's our focus and what we're going to be doing here next year.
John Bones, you are a great, great person, entrepreneur, leader, servant. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Jack. Much appreciated.
Please join us next week. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening. Make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spohn.